Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So, as I've been saying, you know, one of the things that's most concerning to me is that we're seeing all of this organizing going on in the realm of, we're going to go after those school boards. We're going to get those school board members. We know where you live. We're going to get 20 of my buddies, and we're going to physically remove you, and we'll put in the people that we want. And as I said, this is what they wanted to do on January 6th. This is the mindset. They went there to stop the certification of election on January 6th. Now they want to go into school boards to physically stop them from doing something as egregious as keeping their children safe. It's crazy, but it is where we are. And here to share some thoughts on, well, just some of the insanity that's going on, I've asked J.J. Abbott to come talk with us. J.J. is the Executive Director of Commonwealth Communications. Their website, vote.pa. J.J., thanks for taking time for us.
Thanks for having me, Rick. Glad to be here.
So I'm looking at this guy from Northampton County running for executive, county executive. He's men got to be men again, J.J. Getting too soft. We're going to get 20 of his men. And they're going to walk in, and they're going to throw those bums out, and they're going to install people, and they're going to make their decision. And that's how it's going to be, JJ.
That is America, I guess, now.
It's what the way they want it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think what is most important about this whole thing is that, you know, the reason why people are getting mad and screaming and hollering at meetings is because they're making up for something else. And that's a lack of majority support. I mean, when, you know, for all the rumblings about the pushback around COVID, you know, there's really only one poll that seems to actually matter. And that's how many people that could got vaccinated. And in that poll in Pennsylvania, that poll is like 65% of adults that are fully vaccinated and 80% of people that have at least one shot. So I think the reason why these people are going and yelling, other than there's a bunch of right-wing, very wealthy people that are helping finance them, besides that reason, it's really because I think they have to make this scene in order to seem bigger than they really are. And I think, you know, it's what we're seeing is that school boards are not buying it. You know, in Pennsylvania, yes, there are 500 school districts, but something like 200 of them now have some sort of mask requirement in place. And that represents well over half of the municipal or half of the student population in Pennsylvania. So I think this is a big loser in the eyes of parents and students and other people in the community who are like, I don't want decisions about schools or child safety being made by the loudest people in the room. Like, we are the majority. We're the people that got vaccinated. We wore masks. We wear them when the risk is high. Like, we are the majority. So I think the reality is, like, these people are going to make a big scene, but we need to out-organize them. And because we have a much more receptive audience, which is like all the people who got vaccinated that just want to move on. We want to like get back to fixing the other problems other than the pandemic that we had long before this virus ever appeared.
No, I agree with you. But for me, this is just another meal in the rage machine's buffet. This is just another part of that rage machine. This
Absolutely.
Is about,
and they just keep going in between masks and vaccines and critical race theory and all of these things that are not any of the top 10, 25, 100, 1,000 problems, because we have a lot of real problems in America and in Pennsylvania, even more specifically. But it's always a distraction. Whenever the country's trying to come together and actually get things done, like they're trying to do right now in Washington, you know, they just throw everything at the wall to try to divide the country so that they can keep the status quo. And what does that status quo do? It keeps working people down with low wages and crappy benefits, while the billionaires continue to get richer and richer through pandemic and economic catastrophe. you know, this is all about dividing the country around issues that don't actually matter in order to prevent the kind of change that we came out and a vast majority of Americans voted for in 2020, whatever they believe about that.
No, but, you know, again, where I'm going with this is, and you've hit on all of the main points, this is just one more step in that rage machine that they have built through talk radio, through the algorithms of social media, through cable news. It's all getting these people all wadded up, all angry and all fired up to fight the battle, so that they're willing to take up arms. I literally know people who are ready for, they want civil war. In fact, there's a guy calling for civil war over the mask mandate. How dare the school board do this? We're going to come to your house and it's going to be a civil war. Because this, JJ, whether you agree with me or not, this is what a segment of our population wants desperately. They want to go and have armed conflict in the street because they fashion themselves as some kind of uber patriots who are fighting for some democracy or some freedom that we've never had and will never have.
Yeah, and I agree. There is this faction that wants to sort of hold us back, and subsets of that faction are even going to those extremes. But I think, you know, when you look at the issue sets that majorities of Americans or Pennsylvanians, and sort of how I look at it, actually want to see happen, I mean, there is a majority of people who I think completely reject that. And the reality is, though, is that this is what the voter suppression is about, right? It is about trying to make it even harder for certain segments of people to vote in order so that they can protect this sort of minority rule that we see at all levels of government. And so, you know, I think it's just another reminder how important it is that we are we're organizing against them, we're building infrastructure to fight back, and that we're mobilizing people through action to get out and vote, but also to get active in things like the school boards. Because I think, what going back to the school boards, the one good thing that we've seen over the last few weeks is that people are starting to fight back. You see doctors and nurses in their communities organizing to fight back against this rhetoric around masks and vaccines that's complete nonsense. You see moms and dads and all sorts of teachers and former teachers coming to meetings that they've never gone to before and saying, like, this is not who we are. This is not what we want. We want you to do the thing that makes sense, which is to keep kids in school by keeping them safe. And so, you know, I think what we have to look at is that, you know, yes, there are these loud people. Yes, there are these extremists that are trying to divide us, but there's a lot of people who are coming together to fight back. And I think that's really the most important thing that we've seen over the last few weeks, while we've heard all of this nonsense and seen some really ugly and divisive things. At the end of the day, you know, that's what we need more of, is people coming together to try to actually get things done for our communities that will help our neighbors.
I agree with you. Now, another entree on the rage buffet is, and you brought it up a second ago, about voting. You know, they
in
still
Pennsylvania, have... Rick, in Pennsylvania, I corrected, we call that the smorgasbord. We don't.
Okay, the rage smorgasbord. The reason I don't say it is I have a hard time saying smorgasbord.
Okay, there you go.
But one of the things coming up now is we evidently can't let go of the 2020 election. There are some, Senator Doug Mastriano and his faction who can't get past the fact that the former guy lost. I guess are we moving towards kind of an Arizona kind of thing? Is that happening? I mean, I've been seeing stories about this Chris Dush. Jake Corman evidently said some things that have us in a weird spot. Where are we going here with, there's maybe another recount coming? What?
Yeah, so, I mean, one scam after another scam, which, you know, is just kind of indicative of how these people operate, always trying to distract us from the sort of things that they're actually supposed to be doing. But I think, so what we've seen over the last few weeks is there have been this sort of like big public show where they went from the audit by Mastriano to an audit by essentially the same person not named Doug Mastriano. And that was supposed to represent some sort of shift into a better direction. But at the end of the day, what this really is that there is an ultimate goal, and that's to continue the big lie, to convert it into something that seems more legitimate than the insurrection or the stop the steal nonsense that we saw right after the election. And this is all part of the bigger game that we're seeing across the country. You know, it's the same as the legislation, as these recounts, as, you know, these investigations and hearings that they're doing in conveniently in all the swing states that they have any semblance of power. This audit, quote unquote, election review scam that they've cooked up is just a bit all part of that. And what the ultimate goal is to undermine the 2020 election, undermine vote by mail, which was such an important component of making sure people had access to the polls, undermine and make it harder, you know, pick out certain things and try to create controversy about them, and then create justification for scaling back vote by mail or getting rid of drop boxes or making it harder for people's votes to count or be cast. So I think what we're seeing now is that they know the ultimate goal, which is they want to undermine, they want to create all of this chaos in the press. And then they're just working backwards from there. So they got a new guy in charge, and has apparently no plan yet, but he's going to work backwards from that, and whatever it takes to use all the levers of government that they have to make that argument. That's what they're going to try to do, and we'll have to see if it becomes as big of a circus as Arizona. But no doubt, it's going to be of a similar flavor.
No, it's crazy. I mean, I never agreed with the Pennsylvania Republican Party. I never did. But I never thought there were as many crazy people in that party as now. Look, I never thought Jake Corman was crazy. I'm now looking at this going, well, I guess I was wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anyone really had this sort of on the menu, you know, sort of, get Mastriano all mad by kicking him off the audit, but then still try to do the exact same thing with a very similar person. I think it was very unexpected to people, and unfortunately, you know, I think while all of this is in service of trying to please Trump and the people who follow him in their districts, you know, what the real cost is all of the things that they're not doing for Pennsylvania, which is a pretty hefty list at this point. And, you know, we've had this Republican legislature for essentially the last 30 years. And so, you know, it's just just like we talked about before, it's just another distraction from sort of what people, the majority of people in Pennsylvania, actually want them to be doing, which is certainly not this.
But the difference is they were never going to do the things we needed them to do. So at least
absolutely. Yeah. But we've seen it before with abortion bills and gun bills and other things where, you know, it just creates this distraction and it fills the time that they're in session, but it doesn't actually get anything done. And it sort of feeds the beast in terms of their politics at home, and then that's sort of that all that gets done. So I think hopefully that this just doesn't completely consume all of the attention, but that's probably their intention.
But isn't that the point though, JJ? I mean, you're someone who's been around Pennsylvania politics a long time. That is the point. The point is to feed the base the red meat that's going to get them out in the midterm election, because the calculus is the only way they're going to be able to beat the Democrats in the midterm, and especially if we get a good size infrastructure bill, is to demonize, is to tear down, is to blame, is to do the things that they're doing, feeding the angry crowd the red meat that they need to show up and cause chaos.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think what we're seeing is that there's also energy against exactly what they're trying to do. And that's why, you know, in Pennsylvania, we've seen this real growth of progressive organizing across the state. That's so important, in Western Pennsylvania with organizations like Pennsylvania United and One Pennsylvania. And we're seeing in Philadelphia and in the suburbs, you know, progressive organizing by, you know, organizations like For Our Future and a lot of labor unions that are really active across the state, and new organizations like the New Pennsylvania Project and Make the Road, that these are actually organizing people to in a different direction, which I think is really important, is that we need to be organizing all the time. You can see exactly that's what the right is doing. They're trying to pick these issues. They're trying to get people to sign up for their email lists and get ginned up to give them donations around them. But we need to fight back against that by, you know, being not just opposition to them, but also, you know, to your point, getting things done that deliver for the people that came out and voted for Democrats and progressives in 2020. Right now, the most important thing that anyone can be doing is organizing towards getting those things done, delivering on things like infrastructure and jobs and care and climate and voting rights. And immigration, and making sure that we are delivering for the people who delivered, power to the Democrats in Washington. And so, I'm really, I think we've seen good signs of movement in that direction, particularly around the reconciliation bill. So we got to get those things done because we need to unite the country around something that we're delivering and that they can fight to protect, or else, Republicans are going to win the day with these, crazy distractions and divisions.
And ultimately, we got to make sure everyone has access to the ballot box.
Absolutely.
Because,
so if you go to vote.pa and you live in Pennsylvania, you can figure out how to register to vote, how to vote by mail. And once you get your ballot, you can find a drop box there. So, absolutely, Rick, we need everybody to get out and vote, because right now we're seeing, the guy you kicked off the show who called for the insurrection at the school board meetings, that guy is running to be the Northampton County executive, one of the largest counties in Pennsylvania. And so these are the local elections this year are going to be absolutely essential to make sure we're electing people who are putting our actual communities first.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I don't know why that guy hasn't already been arrested. That is a terroristic threat in my view. Because there was no veiled anything. We're going in there. We're going to throw you out. Much like the guy out in California where we're coming to your house and we're going to start a civil war. We got some interesting days ahead. But, JJ, I appreciate you taking some time for us, sharing some of your expertise. I hope you'll come back and talk to us again.
Yeah, thanks so much, Rick. Appreciate you having me.
Good stuff, JJ Abram. Abbott. Executive Director there of the Commonwealth Common Communications. Vote.pa is the website. I'm going to get it right, I tell you. Vote.pa. JJ Adams. I got to go. I got a break right here. Right back after this.
Saving work in America, one show at a time. The Rick Smith Show.